You're listening to the Online News Weather and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.
The Webster Parish Sheriff's Office responded to a single vehicle crash shortly before 1 o'clock this morning on Highway 531 near Central School, where a vehicle struck a tree that fell across the roadway. One injury was reported. The Webster Sheriff's Office reports one arrest for contempt of court for failure to appear. Minden City Police report an arrest on outstanding traffic warrants. The Department of Transportation and Development advising residents of lane closures scheduled for Caddo Parish Monday, March 6th at 6 a.m. through Thursday, March 9th at 6 a.m. Intermittent lane closures are scheduled for both east and westbound lanes of Highway 1 at the Regal Drive intersection in Caddo Parish. The closure is necessary to allow contractors to replace a cross drain pipe, with weather work to be performed, weather permitting. A 20% chance for showers today, high near 65, west wind gust to 35 miles an hour. Partly cloudy overnight, low near 43, northwest wind gust to 20 miles an hour. Sunny Saturday, high near 72, southeast wind 5 miles an hour. Clear Saturday night, low near 48, southeast wind 5 to 10 miles an hour. Sunny Sunday, high 79, clear Sunday night, low 57, and that's the forecast. The Minden City Council has a workshop scheduled for Monday afternoon starting at 4:30 in the Pelican Conference Room in City Hall. They'll discuss street improvements, the condemnation process, insurance benefits for new hires, and hear various reports. The regular session of the Minden City Council is scheduled for 6 o'clock Monday in the City Courtroom in City Hall. On the agenda, appointment for Minden Fire Chief, an appointment for Director of Public Works and Director of Parks and Recreation, as well as an appointment for Minden Main Street Program Downtown Development Commission. We'll also discuss condemned property, an ordinance to abandon the west 14-foot by 150-foot section of an alley running from Elm Street to Center Street, an ordinance to abandon a 50-foot undeveloped street right-of-way with a cul-de-sac that runs alongside lots in the Drake subdivision, an ordinance to amend and reenact an ordinance concerning occupational license taxes for mobile food vendors, discuss a cooperative endeavor agreement between the city and the Junior Service League, a cooperative endeavor agreement between the city and the Webster Sheriff's Office, discuss a speed limit change on Country Club Circle, and hear other various reports. There'll also be the Minden Fashion Parade Award winners presented by Sean Hatcher of the Minden Main Street Program and Downtown Development Commission. The meeting is open to the public. Bossier Parish Police Jury members heard on Wednesday that delays in construction of the new Bossier Parish Central Library due to adverse weather conditions and delivery materials have pushed the anticipated completion date to July. Mark Prevo of Prevo Design Services told the jury that despite the delays, the project is overall in good health. Supply difficulties include roofing materials and supplies for work on the building's interior. Supply problems were the primary cause for the issues facing the contractor, according to Prevo. Prevo presented the jury with change orders requesting additional days due to the problems and pointed out that the project is under projected budget. Originally, construction costs were anticipated to be just over $10 million, but costs are estimated to run at $9.267 million. Jury members also learned the parish is entering the final phase of asphalt road repairs and construction funded by money from the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA. Parish engineer Eric Hudson said work on the Smith Road has begun. Bids will soon be let on remaining roads that were damaged by historic floods in 2015 and 2016. FEMA funds of more than $30 million have been dedicated to repairing and reconstructing parish asphalt roads. An event in honor of Legarius Sneed of the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs is scheduled for Saturday in downtown Minden. A parade is scheduled for noon on Saturday, followed by a ceremony and a presentation in front of the Webster Parish Courthouse. Everyone is welcome. The Joe LeBlanc Food Pantry, along with M25 Ministries, will hold a red beans and rice plate giveaway on Saturday. The red beans and rice giveaway will start at noon on Saturday with a drive-thru giveaway starting at noon at 814 Constable. The True Life Church of God in Christ will hold an evening of song and praise program starting at 6 o'clock Saturday evening. Scheduled to appear, the Flint Southerners of Flint, Michigan, Pastor Dwight Robinson and Truth of Braxton, Mississippi, and the Voices of Thunder of Ruston. Everyone is welcome. If you need more information, you can call 318-299-0338. The gospel music program, The Old Ship of Zion, is scheduled for 2 o'clock Sunday afternoon at the Mayflower Baptist Church on Harris Road, honoring Pastor Randall Scott Clark. The guest MC will be Pastor Don Pope II. Everyone is welcome. A meeting of the Allen Cemetery Association is scheduled for 4 o'clock Saturday afternoon, March 11th, in the N.S. Coleman Building at New Light Baptist Church. All with loved ones in the cemetery, those who own plots or wish to purchase plots, are all invited to attend that meeting. The House of Faith Ministry, 501 Carolina Street, will hold revival services March 7th through the 9th at 7 p.m. each night, featuring Cordell Hamilton from Bondage of Freedom and a guest choir each evening. The pastor is Joshua Williams Sr. Also, on March 12th at 3 p.m., there will be an installation for Pastor Joshua Williams Sr. at the House of Faith Ministry. Special guest James Bonner of the Sweet Home Baptist Church. Everyone is welcome. Funeral services for Roland Gills are scheduled for 11 o'clock today in the Roseneath Chapel, with Mike Wilkes and Curtis Epnett officiating. Burial will be in the Whispering Pine Cemetery. Survivors include two daughters, a twin brother, three grandchildren, and six great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Wesley Lee Roy of Minden are scheduled for 10 o'clock Saturday morning at the Eastside Missionary Baptist Church, with Chet Johnson officiating. Burial will follow in the Gardens of Memory. Visitation will be at 5 p.m. today in the Roseneath Funeral Home. Survivors include a daughter, Tammy Trainer, three sons, Joey Roy, Gene Roy, and Michael Roy, along with nine grandchildren and 16 great-grandchildren also survive. Funeral services for Malcolm Weaver are scheduled for 1 o'clock Saturday afternoon in the Roseneath Chapel, with Reverend Gary Paul officiating. Burial will be in the Gilgal Cemetery. A visitation will start at 11 a.m. Saturday morning prior to the service. Survivors include his wife, Nelwyn Weaver, a son, a daughter, Debbie Dietrich of Houghton, five grandchildren, four great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Rosie Duty are scheduled for 1 o'clock Saturday afternoon at the Mount Nebo Baptist Church in Dubberly. Burial will follow in the Home Civic League Cemetery in Dubberly. Graveside services for Roger W. Boykin are scheduled for 2 o'clock Saturday afternoon at the Old Lapeel Cemetery in Hoodig, Arkansas, with Richard Methvin officiating. Survivors include his wife, Ann Boykin, two children, two grandchildren, a great-grandson also survives. Wimberly Agency is a multiple-line independent insurance agency that has served our area for nearly 60 years, from a personal auto policy with one vehicle to a growing business with a large fleet of vehicles. Pollution exposure and large bond demands, Wimberly Agency has the company and personnel to provide excellent insurance solutions. With convenient locations in Minden, Ringgold, Homer, and Hainesville, call 377-3611 or visit WimberlyAgency.com. Good afternoon. It's time for the Trading Post on Kansas Radio, the program to buy, sell, trade, give away, lost and found. So get your pencil and paper ready. It's time for the Trading Post on AM 1240 KASO. On the Trading Post, all telephone numbers will have a prefix of 377, unless otherwise stated. All the cell phone numbers on the Trading Post will have the area code, that is, of 318, unless otherwise mentioned. For sale, a 99 Suburban, $5,500 or best offer. Call 268-5354. They have a 99 Suburban for sale, $5,500 or best offer. Call 268-5354. Wanted a purple Martin house. Call 8035. Wanted a purple Martin house at 8035. For sale, a 6.5 foot tall windmill, $125. Call 7211. That's a 6.5 foot windmill for sale for $125. Call 7211. For sale, a battery-powered wheelchair that does need batteries. Make offer. Call 268-1304. They have a battery-powered wheelchair for sale. It will need batteries. Call 268-1304. Wanted a private pond to do some fly fishing somewhere between Houghton and Minden. Call 518-2432. They like to fish in a private pond. They want to fly fish somewhere between Houghton and Minden. Call 518-2432. For sale, a headache rack for a pickup, $50. Call 658-6839. They have a headache rack for a pickup truck for sale. They're asking $50. Call 658-6839. A room for rent for $300 a month with bills paid, and wanted a 94 or 95 Lincoln Town Car for parts. Call 639-9340. They have a room available for rent, $300 a month with bills paid, and wanted a 94 or 95 Lincoln Town Car for parts. They're at 639-9340. For sale, a 2004 Ford Expedition. Asking $3,000, 691-0591. That's a 2004 Expedition for sale, $3,000, 691-0591. Wanted a HUD-approved home at 553-3788. Wanted a HUD-approved home. Call 553-3788. A truck for sale for parts for $400. Call 3991. For sale, a truck for parts. They're asking $400. Call 3991. For sale, a ceiling fan, $50 at 299-0943. For sale, a ceiling fan, $50. Call 299-0943. A pellet grill for sale, $1,300. Call 425-9560. That's for sale, a pellet grill. They say still in the box. They're asking $1,300. Call 725-9560.
That was today's online news, weather, and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.